but stay on the line with us for the moment because we're reaching the top of the hour. It is 1400 GMT, and I would just want to reset for people who may be joining us as we speak. Just a few moments ago, a very short while ago, we learned that a blast had occurred. You're seeing pictures of what appear to be that blast. A blast had occurred in central Istanbul. We're talking about the Taksim area, specifically Istiklal Street. And as our correspondent, Sinem, has just been explaining to us, this is a very busy part of Istanbul at what would have been and what was a very busy time of the day in Taksim on Istiklal Street. Sinem also giving us the context that Istanbul, which is used to these kinds of attacks, hadn't seen anything like this for a few years. This is going to bring back some very hard memories, very tough memories for residents of Istanbul. Sinem, the question I've been wanting to ask you, in the recent past, has there been anything at all that would suggest that the threat level had been raised in Istanbul or anywhere else in Turkey, that maybe an attack was underway? And I want to also couch this by saying we don't know what has occurred yet. We don't know who is behind this. We don't even know if we can really call this an attack at this stage or how the explosion occurred, why it occurred. We don't know any of this at this stage. It's very important to make that clear. Nonetheless, there was a big blast in the center of Istanbul with the Reuters press agency reporting that at least 11 people are injured. Sinem, back to that question. Was there any indication that the threat level had gone up?
Well, as I said, this was very surprising for all three parties. The government, which includes the security officers, the residents of Istanbul, and also Turkey, and the tourists. Because sometimes they say these kinds of incidents happen at a time when you feel so confident. Because for the last couple of days, especially the government officials, including the president, have been explaining to the Turkish people that, you know, we got rid of these kinds of attacks. Everything is safe. We provided safety, security. We cleared out from terrorist attacks. We wiped out the PKK out of Turkey's borders. Turkey has a security policy of ending these kinds of attacks before it reaches inside Turkey's borders. So this is what they have been proud of. But as you said, there are strong suspicions that this is a suicide bomb, but we don't have any official statement yet. And the official statements are binding for us. But when you look at the pictures, we see that this is a similar scene of what happened a couple of years ago on Istanbul Street. Many people would remember a tourist group was also involved, actually was affected by such an incident. There were Israeli tourists in that group, and there was a suicide bomber. So it happened so suddenly. But in terms of any indication that Turkey or Istanbul could be prone to such an attack these days or recently, we haven't heard anything. We haven't heard any reports. We didn't hear any emergency warnings from the security officials of Turkey. So this is stunning because especially Istanbul, after the failed coup attempt in 2016, has been very strict in terms of security. At night, during traffic, and the number of the security, the police personnel was increased inside the city after 2016, because also the city, the official population of the city shows more than 16 million on paper with the 2020 figures. But with the Syrian refugees, with the domestic, with more people moving into Istanbul, the city's population probably hit around 20 million. This is what the experts say. They calculate, they presume Turkey as Istanbul as a city of 20 million. So when you have such a crowd, when you have so many diverse ethnic and social groups, and so many tourists coming over, Istanbul can again be targeted. But as I said, we had no indications, at least as the citizens No one had any indication because the area has been safe. People are going out freely at night during the day. And in Turkey, the bars, the clubs, you know, the nightlife doesn't end around 10 p.m. So Istanbul has a very active nightlife as well. And İstiklal Street, where this explosion happened, is such an area. It's always busy. It's always live. And there is that's why there is always police around the area, civilian or in uniforms, doesn't matter. So that's why I cannot say there was a threat level increasing that Istanbul could be targeted by any kind of such attack.
Sure. Sinem, I am seeing on the Associated Press that the Istanbul governor has tweeted about this, and he says that there are fatalities in this explosion. That is something that we did not have a handle on until right now. This is a rapidly developing situation, but it does appear, according to the Istanbul governor, cited by the Associated Press, that there are now fatalities to be deplored in this explosion.